proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on only believe. Now, this particular teaching is centered around the life of Mary. Mary, as you know, was a virgin, and she received the promise seed of God that she would bear a child. Now, Mary wondered, how is this going to happen to me, seeing I don't know a man? God said, well, the Holy Ghost is going to come on you. The holy thing that shall be born of you shall be the Son of God. Well, Mary said, well, be it unto me. And over in Luke chapter 1 and verse 37, it says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's what I like about it. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers. Let's find out. Let's go into it. It's called Only Believe. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 1, please. Let's start up here in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to be to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was who?
Mary.
And the angel came and said to her, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with who? God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name who?
Jesus.
Say his name louder.
Jesus.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, that wasn't a question of doubt. She was asking for further clarity as to how this thing was going to come about. Watch the angel answer this. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be the Son of God. All right, she said, How is this going to be since I don't know a man? Now, for that time and that time in history, that was a good question. Now, didn't have a man. She was a virgin. Now, how is this going to happen to me and I don't know a man? Then the Holy Ghost began to tell her, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you. And that holy thing shall be born of you, shall be the Son of God. Now, I know Mary had read Isaiah chapter 7, where it says, a virgin shall conceive. I know. She was a woman of the word. All you had to do is study her life. She was a woman of the word. Look at verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, what? Nothing shall be impossible. For with God, what? Nothing shall be impossible. But with God, what? Nothing shall be impossible. I want to put that in your spirit now. Are you with God?
Yes.
No, you didn't say that loud enough. Are you with God?
Yes.
Verse 38, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Notice how she answered, what? Be it unto me according to thy word. Then the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste in the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in Elizabeth's womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she began to speak out of that without speak out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb with joy, for joy. And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Now this is Mary talking this. "For he that is mighty has done what? To me, come on, great things, and what? Holy is in them." Folks, y'all got to see this. So what happened? Mary said, "Be it unto me." Then she left the house, went over to her cousin's house, and the baby leaped in her cousin. Cousin started prophesying over her. And Mary just joined in with her. Said, "They're going to speak of me all over the world." Now understand, she didn't feel anything. Come on, you got to stay with me. She didn't see anything. She just believed, she received it. And then she began to speak it. Now in this environment, the more you speak it, the more you believe it. And the more you believe it, the more you're going to speak it. Amen. Are you with me? Believe with the heart. Believe with your spirit is believing something independent of sense evidence. If you are in the senses, Satan will defeat you every time. He cannot defeat faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, come on, not seen. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it, but you know you got it. Now, think about every promise in the Word of God, that all these promises for you, and what you have to do is you have to see that. Now, somebody asked me one time, said, well, what happened if you can't speak? If something's wrong and you can't speak? I believe that's where God will give you grace. That if you make signs, if you do things, that God will add that as your speech. Come on now, come on now. See, that's the goodness of the Lord. All right, now listen at this. So here's Mary. She said, "Be it unto me." Now, she don't know how this is going to happen. He told her that the Holy Ghost will come on. But really, she doesn't know in her mind how this is going to happen. But she had to hold on to that. Yes. She had to hold on to that. And the Spirit of God began to increase her. Now, turn to John chapter 1, please. Look at John chapter 1. Let me know if you got there. Amen. In the beginning was the what? Word. The Word was with who? God. And the Word was who? God. So if I've got the Word, I got who? God. If I got God, I got the who? Word. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. Him who? God. God who? The Word. So if I got God, I've got the Word. And whatever God can do, glory to God, His Word can do. Come on down to verse 14. And the Word was made what? Flesh, and did what? Dwelt among us. All right, now, in this, the Word was made flesh. Made flesh. The Word took flesh. See, the Word takes stuff. It takes your healing. See, the Word is alive. Jesus. All right, let's pass through that for just a moment. Now, confession, what's behind it is the power of God. And what we just showed you is that there are things when you speak God's word that go into motion that you can't see. Now, one of them, turn to Hebrews chapter 3, please. Hebrews chapter 3, I'm on track. I'm on track. Yes. Hebrews chapter 3, let me know when you get there. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Have you got it?
Yes.
Verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, that's you, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, let's break that down. Holy brethren, that's us, consider, think about, ponder on the apostle and high priest of your profession. Now, profession here is the same word, confession.
Yes, yes, yes.
But confession is my profession. Well, no, Pastor, you're a preacher. No, that's what I do. But my profession is confession. Now, I want you to see that for any of the brethren. See, and he says, consider the apostle. The apostle simply means sent one. See, Jesus was sent here into this earth. And then after he rose from the dead, he was sent into heaven. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's working on behalf of us, and God calls him a high priest. Well, what did the high priest do in the Old Testament? The high priest actually went into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, and did sacrifice on behalf of all the children of Israel. So he was doing something before God for everybody. So he's the high priest of your profession. Now, let's break it down now, because I'm going to show you what's behind your words, because your words are not just sound. Something happens when you speak. And so what happened now is, let's go to Revelation, please. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth how much of the world? The whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God, how long?
Amen.
Who is that accuser?
Satan.
The devil. Who is he accusing?
Us.
He's the holy brethren. So he's accusing you before God, how long?
Amen.
Day and night. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the what? Blood of the Lamb, and by the what? Word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, it made it sound like they all died. No. They loved not their lives even in the face of death. You remember the three Hebrews? They were faced with death. But they said, the God that we serve, he shall deliver us.
Amen.
Did he deliver them?
Yes.
Right. See, that's what it's talking about. Now, I want you to see this, because he's saying that Satan is your adversary. And now he accuses you before God. Well, let's find out where God is. Turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 12, please. Verse 22. But you are come into Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now he's talking about where God is now. And to an innumerable company of angels. Innumerable means you can't number them. That's how many are there. And to the general assembly And the church of the firstborn, that's Jesus they're talking about now, which are written in heaven, and to God the who? Judge of how much? All. So now, God is the judge of all. Say judge.
Judge.
Turn to 1 John chapter 2, please. Look at verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man, what? Sin, we have a who? Advocate with the Father, who? Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, Jesus is the advocate. He is the lawyer for the defense. Satan is the adversary or the prosecuting attorney. He comes to accuse you before the judge.
Amen. Amen.
Day and night. So you got both of them. You got the lawyer who's for you. His name is Jesus. And to my understanding, he never lost a case.
All right.
But then you've got the adversary or the prosecuting attorney. He's looking to give you some time. Because you done sinned. Now, you, what happens is the accuser makes his case. But then the judge says, can we hear from the defense? Jesus stands up. Now, I want you to see this because this is really what's going on. He makes a case, and the judge asks him, do you have any proof? He said, yes, sir. With the blood, take the stand, please. Now, watch this. In the book of Genesis, Cain slew Abel. And God said, Cain, where is thy brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? He said, Cain, your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. What do you think the blood is crying for? Justice. God is a God of justice. Some people say, well, you know, that ain't fair. God ain't fair. He's just. You with me? So now what happens is here is Cain, here is Jesus. The blood took the stand. Now in Hebrews chapter 12, the blood of Jesus speaks better things than that of Abel. So the blood of Jesus comes to testify about your innocence because the blood paid the price. Are you here? But that's not going to settle it with the judge because he wrote in the book, you need two or three witnesses. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So now Jesus Christ is the high apostle and high priest of your profession or confession. So he needs one more witness. And he's got to get it from you. So what you have to do is you have to say what God says in His Word rather than what you feel, what your neighbor said. You give Him one more witness, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Justified means acquitted or let go, and a condemned means put in bondage or sentence. You see, Jesus paid the price for us. No matter what you've done, if you confess it, He's faithful to forgive it and to cleanse you. But the matter must go before the judge. And the judge got one witness, the blood is saying, not guilty. I paid the price for it. But that witness alone won't do. Jesus can't witness because He's your attorney. He needs your witness. So whatever the situation is, find a promise in the Word of God and let it go. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoy that. Now, again, that's only believe. You see, when we speak God's words as a believer, God backs up His word with His power. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:12 that God watches over His word to perform it or to make it good. So as we confess God's word, confession comes from that word in the Greek homologia, which means to say the same thing. That as we speak God's word, God comes in and He backs up His word. So no word of God is void of power. So now no one can stop us from reaching our destiny but us. You got to get this teaching. Praise God. The address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. Now, I guarantee you, you'll not be disappointed in this. What it's telling you is some of the very foundational things that we need to know as believers so that we can be successful, no matter what the situation. We have to say what God says. In the face of contrary situations, it makes no difference. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.